The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
You are listening to Magic, Monsters and Mayhem, Book 2, The Dark Path of Lillian Fairheart, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, Chapter 1.
Library.
Yes, but should we be in here, Lily?
Oh, Grapple, you sound like an old maid. Just stop worrying.
Well, what is he looking for anyway?
I'll know it when I find it.
Why does that make me nervous, eh?
Just relax, silly boy. Aha! I think this is it.
What is it then?
The Book of Conjuring.
The Book of... Oh, Lillian Fairheart. Now that sounds like a bad one. Maybe you better just put it back, eh?
Not on your life, Grap. This is just what I've been hoping to find.
Well, what are you gonna do with it then?
Meet me after midnight near the East Side Bridge and I'll show you.
Should we really be in these woods?
We're not far from town.
That's one reason I'm so concerned. Being so close to town. What if someone sees us? You know, how people like to talk.
It'll be fine, Grap. Stop worrying. I have to read the words from the book and dance around the fire. That will call forth the dark folk. You can answer my questions.
I really don't like the sound of that, Lil.
It'll be fine, Grap. Just trust me.
Oh, you're playing with fire, Lily. I know for a fact that Divine wouldn't like this.
Well, Divine isn't here, is she? Hush now, I have to concentrate.
Well, you do what you feel you need to. I'll be back here in the brush, out of sight, just in case, eh?
Suit yourself, Worrywart.
Thanks, I will.
Oh, nay. Oh, nay. Wadronay, oh nay, nay, oh nay, Wadronay. I summon the dark folk, I summon the night folk, I, Lillian Fairheart, summon those who dwell only in shadow. Come forth, I command thee. Don't get it. Nothing is happening.
Maybe that's for the best.
Hush, Grapple. Try again. Oh, nay. Oh, nay. Wadronay. Oh, nay. Oh, nay. Wadronay. I summon the dark folk. I summon the night folk. I...
What on earth is going on out here?
Oh, Corporal Ham, you gave me the fright of my life.
I gave you a fright? What do you think you're doing out here? Lily Fairheart, is it?
Oh, yes. Yes, it's me. I was just...
Just what exactly? prancing about, acting all wild and untamed? And what's this here? A book? The Book of Conjuring? Ooh, that sounds like a bad un. Were you performing some kind of ritual, Lillian Fairheart?
It's for a school project.
Now, why don't I believe that? Now, you'd best be gathering your belongings together and get yourself home now. Do you hear?
Yes, I hear you. I'll be on my way.
And be quick about it. Go on. Oh, the youth of today, performing dark rituals and the like. Wait till I tell them at the Hartnell Inn. They'll not know what to think. Oh, Mrs. Hartnell will say, "What a wicked, wicked child is Lillian Fairheart." Oh, my. Oh, my.
Yeah, for it now, Lily. Old Officer Hamill spread the news about town. He's the worst gossip in all the church. Everyone will know just what you've been up to.
Plastic crap. I'll have to start doing it deeper inside the woods outside of town.
You mean you don't intend to stop?
No. No. I have to get answers, Crab. I have to know what happened to my father all those years ago.
Ah, just off work, are you, Jim?
Aye, and what a night it's been.
Ha! Well, sit yourself down here at the bar and let me pour you a tall one.
A thick one would suit me best, Mrs. Hartnell, if you wouldn't mind.
Well, wait right there and I'll fetch you a stout one, eh? All right. Shut up, you lot. So tell us all about your night, Jim.
It were a queer one, make no mistake.
Oh, do tell me, old son. We could use a bit of entertainment round here tonight, eh?
Looks to me like there's a fair bit of entertainment going on in here already tonight, Mrs. H.
Yeah, the lads are rowdy. They just came back from the match, don't you know?
Oh, I see. Temple won, did they?
Oh, what else would cause such joy in this house, eh? Oh, go on then. Tell us the news.
Well, you won't believe who I saw tonight in the woods just outside of town. Nor will you believe what she was doing.
Oh, do tell, Corporal Ham.
It was none other than Lillian Fairheart.
What? Do you mean that young slip of a girl from over there at the Academy of Mages?
The one and the same, Mrs. Hartnell, the one and the same.
Oh, so, spill the beans, Jim, what was she doing, eh? Needlepoint?
Hardly. You won't believe this, but she was nearly half naked and dancing around the fire like...
Ah, for some school play, was it?
Oh, she tried to pass it off as such, but I tell you... That lass was performing dark rituals to call up the dark folk.
Oh, for shame. Oh, what a wicked child. What a misguided, wicked child is that Lily Fairheart, eh?
Well, I said you'd say as much, Mrs. H. True I did. As sure as I'm standing here in your fine establishment.
Ugh, you know me so well, Jim.
Aye, I do. As well as I know myself, in fact, Mrs. H.
Pardon me, but I couldn't help over here. Are you certain it was young Lillian Fairheart that you saw, Corporal?
Oh, I'd swear it on me late mother's life, Councilman Garber.
Are you certain it was young Lillian Fairheart that you saw, Corporal?
With me own eyes, sir, yes. I'd swear on it.
And you saw her performing this ritual?
With me own eyes, sir, yes.
Tell me, did she happen to have a book?
in her possession?
You know, sure enough, she did, now you come to mention it. I noticed. It just happened to be called the Book of Conjuring.
I suspected as much. You've confirmed my suspicions. Well done, Corporal.
And what do you plan on doing about all this then, Councilman? Eh? Go on. Tell us.
There will be an investigation. An official investigation by the Council of Mages. This is a serious matter. You'd better be sure of your facts, Corporal Ham.
Oh, I am, sir. I swear I am. In fact, I'd even swear it in a court of law, sir. If need be.
Then rest assured, this matter will be looked into.
We've been here 2 days and I'm right bored already. How long did the wizard say he'd be, Rosa?
Waldo wasn't sure how long his business might take. He just asked us to come here and wait for him.
The old fool was being too tight-lipped about it all, if you ask me.
Well, no one did ask you, Longshanks. Just tend to your ale, eh?
But how long are we expected to wait here in this little village in the middle of nowhere?
As long as it takes, Gawain. I gave Waldo my word that we'd wait here for him. Or at least until he sent word one way or another.
I should have gone off treasure hunting with the halfling, Londo. He had the right idea, if you ask me.
You always did say that, yet no one ever asks you, Blundy. So why don't you shut your gob?
It's always the same with you lot. No one values my opinion around here. Remind me, why do I hang out with you people?
Nobody asks you to stick around, you know. You can go about your business anytime you like, Musclehead.
And you seem to think I won't do just that. One of these days, I just might, you know.
Would you just drop it, Gawain? If you were going anywhere, I think you'd have left already.
Exactly. And we know why you haven't.
Oh, yeah? And why is that, dwarf?
Because you're too busy following along after Rosa here like a lovesick puppy. You won't go anywhere except where she goes. Admit it.
I don't have to admit anything. In fact, all I really have to do is sit here and finish my drink.
Fine, just so long as you do it quiet-like.
Sure, I get the point. I'll just sit here and say nothing to either of you, for days if need be, or weeks even. In fact, I won't say one more word until we hear back from old Waldo, however long that takes. How does that sound?
That sounds right wonderful to me, laddie.
Oh, just blow it out your ear, Greybeard.
You first, Longshanks.
Oh, what fun is going to be stuck here waiting around for Waldo and listening to you two bicker like this the entire time. How lucky can a girl get?
Yep, you are the lucky one, Rosa, dear. Barkeep, I'll have another. And keep them coming.
Oh, brother.
Summoned here by the Archbishop.
The Archbishop summoned you here?
Yes. My name is Waldo Riddendorf.
Who?
I'm a mage. Waldo Riddendorf. I once attended the school.
The one who left on bad terms?
Well, not that it's any of your business, but yes. My name is Waldo Riddendorf, are you going to let me in or not? I was summoned here by Archbishop Fenton.
Oh, all right then. Come in if you must. But just watch your step round here. You left on bad terms. You smell funny. I don't like your face. You're not welcome. Got it?
Well, since I was summoned here, I must be a bit welcome, at least by the Archbishop.
Well, not by anybody else, so don't get any aspersions about staying. Got it?
Oh, loud and clear.
This way.
You have been listening to Magic, Monsters and Mayhem, Book 2, The Dark Path of Lillian Fairheart, which starred in order of appearance, Tanya Milojevich as Lillian Fairheart, Steve White as Grapple, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Corporal Ham, Dave Weaver as Greybeard the Dwarf, Deborah Adams as Rosa Dernhelm, Pete Lutz as Brett Gawain, Jonathan Patrick Russell as Councilman Garber, Sarah Golding as Mrs. Hartnell, Jeff Niles as Waldo Riddendorf, and Alan Wayman as Danth. The Magic Monsters and Mayhem opening theme tune was composed and performed by Sarah Finn. The Village Inn band music was provided by Christian Marsack. The closing theme tune and the incidental music used in this program was provided by Kevin MacLeod. The production assistant was Rachel Rumler. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The series creator, sound designer, script editor, writer, producer and a director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. The copyright for Magic, Monsters and Mayhem is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the expressed permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening to our program. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. Please use the subject header MMM Feedback. This is Gareth Seven. Our story will continue in Chapter 2. Please join us then.
Next time on Magic, Monsters, and Mayhem.
Come in. To what do I owe the honor of your visit, Archbishop?
I'm concerned about this problem that we have, Lady Detilda.
Are you referring to the Lily Fairheart situation?
Yes, it's the only real problem that we have at the moment.
Correction, Bertram. Yes, this is your problem. We don't come into it. Understood? At least, not officially.
I understand, Matilda, but...
Are you going to be tedious?
Look, this is serious. If Lily is left to her own devices, it could mean a lot of trouble for us.
Then why did you involve Waldo Riddendorf?
Oh, you know about that.
Oh, yes. Yes, I know about that. Oh, as if you could do anything that I wouldn't know about. You can't keep little secrets from me, Bertie. So, I'll ask again. Why involve the dried-up old mage?
This program is copyright 2018, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.